Even in the middle of a bright, sunny September day, there is one place in downtown Santa Rosa that is completely pitch black, can't see the fingers in front of your face, dark.
We are in the culvert under downtown Santa Rosa, the culvert for Santa Rosa Creek. It extends from E Street downstream to Santa Rosa Avenue. There's a lot of paint on the walls. There's a lot of graffiti, and from time to time, there's a little bit of trash. It's 1,500 feet in length, and it's 14 feet wide by 15 feet high. So we actually have a lot of headroom in here. There's lots of room for those flood flows to pass through underneath downtown and prevent flooding.
That's Steve Brady, an environmental specialist with the City of Santa Rosa, who provided the lantern as well as the expertise on this short exploration. There isn't much water in the high-ceilinged concrete channel this time of year, just a few good-sized puddles and a small trickle at one side. But when the rains come, that changes in a hurry.
It actually does get pretty full. The designers of this have designed it to carry the 100-year flood, and we've been very fortunate that since this was installed, we really have not had any major flooding downtown.
But major floods on Santa Rosa and Matanzas Creeks did pour through the area in the 1930s and again in the 50s, which led to the construction of the squared-off curving channels in 1964. And, Brady notes, that, in turn, dramatically rearranged downtown Santa Rosa at street level.
This culvert really shaped the downtown area. It actually changed the course of Sonoma Avenue that was actually moved further south, and then it moved City Hall from up near the Courthouse Square area down to its current location, and it allowed for building of the federal building.
Beneath those buildings now, there are actually three underground channels. Santa Rosa Creek is split into a pair of side-by-side culverts, while Matanzas Creek curls in from a little farther south, in a third, separate but matching conduit. Both creeks merge at the culvert's outflow beneath Santa Rosa Avenue, where the Prince Memorial Greenway begins. That's where Jill Scott, a creek and stormwater technician for the City Utility Department, will join Brady in leading a couple of public walks through the cement corridor.
We bring groups, and we'll take as many groups down as necessary. We have two scheduled, but we'll just keep bringing people through. And basically, we climb down the rocks, and we come and walk all the way through the culvert. And Steve will give a talk at the end when it opens up close to B Street about the history of the channel and what happens, and everybody will get walked through. And important to bring a flashlight. It's dark down here.
Footwear suitable for wet and muddy conditions is also a good idea. The free guided walk, billed as Downtown Underground, is part of Santa Rosa's Creek Week.
This is our third Creek Week, third year. We do it about the same time every year. It's for people that don't normally get on creeks. Of course, we want the people that do also, but that don't normally get on creeks to come out, do some cleanups, or do some fun things around the creeks to see and learn more about what's happening with them and why we care about them so much.
The flood control programs that resulted in the culvert's construction also involved the creation of Spring Lake and the channelization of some other area creeks. Some of those are now gradually being restored to more natural conditions. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.